Okay. We're in the middle of the Tosis here on Daf Chaf from the base, Chaf Aleph from the base, start on the top of the bottom of Chaf Aleph from an Aleph. Tosis pointed out we're in the middle, so let's go over what we said outside up to the middle of Tosis. Tosis pointed out that if a person put something that's hazardous in the Beis Din into the public works, public street. So the din is that Rav is l'shitaso. Rav here in our Gemara says beferish that if you're mekatsa makomo, according to the second lashon, you're potter. And Tosis learns, please get this down, potter legamri. Tosis learns potter legamri. You don't have to pay damage. You have to pay hanol. You're potter legamri. If you're mekatze makom, you designate a place from your rishus yachid, rishus rabim, your potter, and that's the din. According to Shmuel, we say to chayv. Rav is l'shitaso, or says Rashi, and daflamin beis. What does it say in daflamin beis? It says in daflamin beis that kol mekalkalin rishus rabim. If you put a hazard rishus rabim, someone else what takes it away? What's the din? The din is the what? What's the din? And if you remove it, what's the din? The din is that you're potter. Because when you put a hazard in the shesrabim, it's hefker. And therefore, if the guy takes it, it's his. So this is Rav L'shitaso. This is Rav L'shitaso, says Rashi, that you're completely potter. When you put something in there that will improve, you put something in public space that you want to improve, what's the knas of Rav? What's the knas of Rav? Not only do you not get the what? The investment, you don't even get the keren. Even if the straw becomes manure, you don't get the extra $100. You don't get the $100 itself. So Rav is l'shitaso, halach l'maisim, and therefore, kol ha'kodim zocha. What is kol ha'kodim zocha? That if the behem eats it, what's the din? What's the din if the behem eats it? He's potter legamri. Why? Because if the peiros were a hazard. If the peiros are a hazard, therefore you're potter legamri. This is what Rashi holds, and this is what Tosis says, Rashi l'shitaso. Then Tosis asked, what about Lamaisi do 20 feet from the main thoroughfare? The first 10 feet the fruit is close, and the second 10 feet is not. So he says, well, what's going on here from the Peretz Panimim? The inner ones, Lamaisi is not a takala, because he has it's just to walk there if there's no fruit there. What's the answer? Once you remove the outer ones, what becomes the what? The inner ones becomes what? The inner one becomes Shabbat Lushas Rabin. Kokola Zochaben is what? Anyone is Zochaben, what's the din Natan? Kola Zochaben Natan. Therefore, what's the din? Kola Zochaben, what's the din? The din is what? As long as you're Zochin them, it's yours. That's the din. So you see that Rashi is Lushitoso. So that's a Rashi. Rashi says Rav is Lushitoso. Fits very good. Okay. What does Tosis ask? He says, Mitok Arachava, you pay Mashenenis. Why aren't you Potter based on what? Why does it say if you eat from the rachav you pay mashenenes, you should completely be potter? So what's Tosis' answer? What's Tosis' answer? In a time that what? That you didn't put in your shisrabi kelelash bichim. We're on the top of chafal v'men beis. You're in the pirchas. Talking about a case where you didn't put in your shisrabi kelelash bichim. So therefore, if you didn't put in lash bichim, what's the din in that case? The ayir, we don't do a knas. If you don't do a knas, what do you pay? You pay a mashal mashenenis. We don't do a knas lamais on the guy, and therefore the guy who ate it has to pay on the law, because you didn't have to pay breakfast. Oh. So that's how Rashi, that's how Tosis says pshat. Then Tosis asks on this pshat of Rashi, what did Rashi comment on? What did Rav comment on? On the Mishnah Machzeris. When do we say Machzeris according to the second law, Shinishchayv, according to everyone? What's a machlois? Ki mekatze. Mekatze ben makom. What's mekatze mekoimai? When you take a place from your what, Rishus Yach, and devote it to be Rishus Rabin. What does Rav say? Pata legamri. Not just from damages. Not just from Hana. You are pata legamri. Why should you be pata legamri? If we're talking about a case you put the stuff in, it's low lashpich, then what? You should pay Masha what? You should pay Masha Nenis. Why does he say pata legamri? What does Rashpo say on the spot? What does Rashpo say on the spot? I gave it to you. What does he mean, Potter? What does Potter mean? Not legamri. What does Potter mean according to the Rashba? Means Potter what? Above Mashenenis. But you have to pay Mashenenis. So according to the Rashba, the Tosis Kasha doesn't start. According to Rashi, when Rashi says potter, he meant potter to pay over and above Mashanana. According to Tosfos Pshat and Rashi, what does potter mean? Legamri. Potter means legamri, which is a big chiddush. Pshat Pshat, we always taught potter in Ezekiel, you always have to pay Mashananas. Here it means potter legamri. So it's a machlokes Tosfos in the Rashi. So Memele, Tosfos has a bam kashin. Tosfos has a bam kashin Rashi. Lamaisa, if you're commenting, what's the pshat? So how are we going to answer this kashin? That's the first kasha of Tosfos Rashi. What's the first kasha of Tosfos Rashi? What's the first kasha of Tosfos Rashi? That what? Why are you what? But the legamri, you should pay mashanana. Because what's the case in the Mishnah? You put it out manure. You put manure out there. Or you put fruit already developed. So it doesn't need to be improved at all. So if that's the case, what's going on? Why are you put the legamri? According to the Rashi, but the kasha doesn't start because you pay kivishanetis. But Rashi understood Rashi. Your Pata Legamri immediately asks. Oh, so why don't you get this teretz? If only going in the Birak Ra, Yonis and Chashin Mishpat, Simon what? Tough you, Dal, Siv Beis, comments on the Ra. I'll go via Shom Lachash and Huzak, call Akadam Zachabem. There is a Chiddush. When do we say that the guy can clean up and take the stuff that was put out as a hazard? Right? Kol HaKodem Zochaben. Yes, that's if something's working, he's using the public space to improve the thing. What happens if he's using the public space for something that doesn't get improved? What's the din, we said? He's putting in the public space for something that doesn't get improved. What's the din in that case? Then you have to pay Mashanana, so he has a kasha. So what's the teretz? No. According to the Ramah, if it damaged already the fruit, then even though it's something that cannot be improvable, but it's already demonstrated that it's a hazard, then therefore kol hakodem zochaben. Even on something that can't not be improved, we still say kol hakodem zochaben, which a guy can clean up and take it. Because it's proven that it's hazardous. See, if a guy uses public space to improve the stuff, that's crazy. So we have to give him a knas and we tell him what? Not only does he not get the investment, he doesn't even get what? Not only does he not get the investment, he doesn't even get what? He doesn't even get the what? He doesn't even get the carrot. Here, Dovi, he doesn't even get the carrot, doesn't even get the goof. But on something that's not improvable, when do we invoke the knas? If already demonstrated it's a damage. Ah, that's what the Vilna Gaon says, the Ramah, Simit Tof Yud Dalet. Sif Bates, quotes from the Agosh Ashri, please get it down, Matthew. And that's Kolzman when what? When do we say Kol HaKonim Zachabed? If it already damaged. So the Vilna Gaon says, that's how I can answer Tos Kash and Rashi. How do I answer Tos Kash and Rashi, you understand? That what? That Rav says what? When does Rav say the Bema Potter if it eats? If the Paris already damaged, let's say another animal slipped on the Paris, and then a second animal comes and eats it, then you are Potter because the Paris are Hefger. It's not improvable stuff, but it already damaged. The Paris already proved that it's a hazard. So that's the case where Rav says what? Rav says you're Potter. And that's what it means Potter Legamri in Atan. However, what's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah of a case, your Chayiv, is talking about where it didn't get damaged. What's the Mishnah say? What's the Mishnah talking about, Lamaisa? What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah we know talking about what situation, Alach Lamaisa? Which Mishnah? The Mishnah on Daf Lamed, where it hasn't what? Where it hasn't yet improved? If it hasn't yet improved, what's the din? You have to Mishalim Asher what? You have to be Mishalim Asher Nenis. Okay? You have to be Mishalim Asher Nenis. So that's the Chiddush that we want to bring out, Alach Lamaisa. And in the Mishnah, when it says what? The Mishnah by us that says Mishalim Ashenenis, what's it talking about? It's talking about a case where it hasn't yet damaged. So our Mishnah is talking about a case where it hasn't, not improvable. So it's not improvable. Why do you pay Mashenenis? Because it's not improvable. So we don't slam. He gets at least Mishalim Ashenenis. You follow me, Yonis? And you got it in the Gemara? He gets at least Mishalim Ashenenis. You follow me? So he gets at least what he has and what Mishalim Ashenenis. So that's the Vilna Gaon's answer, please, to answer Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. What's the second Kasha? Let's read inside. What's the second kasha? Second kasha is the ode. You have there in the Gemara, Yonis? Do you have it in the Gemara? You got my Gemara? Yonis, let's see. V'od. What's the v'od? You got it? V'od, go ahead. Dekamar, Ella, what? What is v'od, Dekamar? What is v'od? Everyone got a chafal from a base in the Tosis. Let's see inside at the top. V'od, Dekamar, Ella, Peris, Akachazile. What is Vodu Kamara El Paris Akazale? Vibor Lavadate Paris Naman Lavadate. Oh. So what is the Kasha of Tosfos? Come on, let's hear. You know this, you can borrow my Gemara. You should have your own Gemara here. Come on. Okay? Lamaisa, what's Vod? Lamaisa. What is Vod? What's the Va'od, Lamaisa? Va'od is saying like this. What does HaKachazaleh and Amabez mean? What did Shmuel say? That in general we hold what? Bor B'Shuso is what? Is Chayiv. But why is this case different? Because Bor, if you go into your Rishus and the guy falls in the Bor, he didn't know, the animal didn't know. But by Peres, it sees it. HaKachazaleh. He sees it. So what do you mean he sees it? What does he mean that he sees it? HaKachazaleh. What does it mean HaKachazaleh means? The shore sees it, shouldn't eat it. So what's the kasha? Please get this down. So the Marshal interprets Taisus like this. The Marshal says, please get it. He says, if you eat fruit, then he sees it. If it slips on the fruit, then it doesn't see it. If you slip on the fruit, the fruit is a what? Is a hazard. If it slips on the fruit, Lamaisa, then the Balabor is Chayiv. So even when you see the fruit, when you eat it, it should be cleaning up the hazard. So if it should be cleaning up the hazard, you should be what? You should be cleaning up the hazard, Mishum Kanas, so therefore it should be mutter to take the thing. So why does the Gemara say in Amud Beis that Shmuel would say you're Chayiv? Why are you Chayiv? Why are you Chayiv? That the animal what? Saw the fruit, it shouldn't have eaten it. What do you mean? The fruit is a hazard. The Baal of Behemoth should be off the hook. The Baal of Behemoth should be off the hook. So that's twice the second kash on Rashi. Okay? That's the way the Marshal interprets Kash on Rashi. That what? That when you see the what, if you didn't see the fruit and you slipped and fell, what would be the din? The din is it would be a boar. So it's hazardous. So even when it sees the fruit and eats it, you should be viewed as a cleaning up a hazard, and therefore I should be potter. The Baal of Behemoth should be potter. Kol HaKonim Zochaven. And that's not what it said. It said in the Gemara, you be chayv to pay damages. That's the second kash on Rashi. That's the way the Marshal interpreted the kash on Rashi. Now get this down, please. The Marshal says, I don't like that. The Marshal said, Rav is l'shitoso. What's Rav? Kol HaKodem? What is Zochaven? Anytime you remove a hazard, it's yours. What is Shmuel hold? Maybe Shmuel holds like Zairi. Who is Zairi? Who is Zairi? Ziri of Laman of Abay said what? How much do we give a kenas to the guy? Only the shvach. But the Karen, remember the principle, we don't give him a fine. Maybe Shmuel holds like who? This second kash is on which section? This second kash on Rashi is on which section of our Gemara? Within Shmuel. Maybe Shmuel holds like Ziri. If Shmuel holds like Ziri, then what's the din? Then he keeps it. Then he keeps it, Lamaisa. So why do you assume the whole Marshal is assuming that what Shmuel holds like Rav, that what Kol HaKodem Zochaven, that you can clean up the hazard, it's yours. How do you know Shmuel holds like Rav? Maybe Shmuel holds like Zairi. That's the Marshal asks on the Marshal. So then according to the Marshal, what's Tosis Kasha? Please get this, Yonas, you got me? The Marshal says, you know what Tosis Kasha is? It's like this. Amazing. He says, I don't like the what Rashi wrote. What did Rashi write? That if you slip and fall on the fruit, what's the din? Putter. If you slip and fall on the fruit, you're putter. The Baal HaPeres is putter. Why is the Baal HaPeres putter? Why is the Baal HaPeres putter? It should be a hazard. It should be a hazard. He saw the thing. He obviously didn't see the thing if he slipped and fall the animal. So it should be like a regular boar. That you don't see the Yerchayiv. So why did Rashi and Hukluku putter? So according to the Marashah, I want you guys to get this down. According to the Marashah, what was Tosis Kasha on Rashi? Why does Rashi write Hukluku putter? It should be a boar. The Baal HaPeres should be Chayiv. According to the Marshal, Yehuda, what was Tois Kasha? The Kasha is the Baal HaBehemoth should be what? Should be putter. The Baal HaBehemoth should be putter, according to the Marshal, because Kol HaKodem Zochaven. He cleans up, right? Right? Because if he would slip, what would be the name of Chayiv? So you see, it's a hazard. So when he cleans up, should be what? The Baal HaBehemoth. The Baal HaBehemoth should be what? Should be putter. That's the way the Marshal interprets the Kasha. What's the Marshal asking the Marshal? How do you know Shmuel holds like Rav Kol HaKodem Zochaven? Maybe holds like Ziri. That the Kenas is only on the Shvach, not on the Iker. So well, what's the Kasha Tois according to Marshal? You Matthew?
Marshal?
What's the Kasha according to the Marshal, Lamaisa?
Why is the Baal
HaPeres? Why does Rashi say Hukul what is putter? You should be what? You should be Chayiv. The Baal HaPeres should be Chayiv. So it's a Machloikis Marshal with the second Kasha. What's the second kasha of Tosis on Rashi? It's from two different directions. According to the Marshal, the kasha is that the Baal HaBehemoth should be putter. According to the Marshal, the Baal HaPeres should be chayiv. Now, what does the Nemukia Griv say? Nachlistov and the Nemukia Griv, please get it down. The Nachlas David and Muki Agriv answer the Marshal's Kasha. How do they answer the Marshal's Kasha and the Marshal? What do they say? I want you to get this. You're forced to say Shmuel holds like Rav. Kol HaKodim Zachah B'Gufan. Why? Why are you forced to say that Shmuel holds like Rav? Because how else did the Gemara know that Bor B'Shusos Potter? According to Shmuel, what does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say according to Shmuel in the Havamina? For the Shlaga, in the Lame on the bottom. That what Yehuda Bor, Shmuel holds what? Bor B'Shusos what? Is Potter, correct? How did the Gemara know that Bor B'Shusos Potter? Maybe you could say he doesn't hold Kol HaKodim Zachah. We are forced to say Shmuel holds like Rav, Kol HaKodim Zachah. Because if you don't say it like that, how did the Gemara know that Bor B'Shusos Potter? What do the words Bor B'Shusos Potter mean? What does Bor B'Shusos Potter mean? That if I build a Bor my Rishus, someone gets damaged, what's the din? What's the din? The din is that you are what? You are Potter, yes? Bor B'Shusos, Bor my own Rishus is Potter. Why is Bor B'Shusos Potter? Because why? I had the permission to make the thing. Yes, I had permission to make the thing. Bor B'Shusos Potter. That's what I originally thought. So if I thought Bor B'Shusos Potter, what does that show to me? What does Bor B'Shusos Potter show? There's only I'm forced to say Shmuel holds like Rav, Kol HaKodim and Zachah B'Gufo, that you could clean up the whole thing. Because if you don't say it like that, how did the Gemara not say Bor B'Shusos Potter? Bor B'Shusos Potter means you could have just said I don't hold Kol HaKodim Zachah. I don't hold Kol HaKodim Zachah. If I don't hold Kol HaKodim Zachah, that means what? Whoever what falls in there, Lamaitza, doesn't clean up. He doesn't clean up. The fact that you had a command to say Bor B'Shusos Potter means I hold what? I hold Kol HaKodim Zachah Ben. Normally, the guy cleans up. So therefore, the only way I can save myself is being what? If you hold Kol HaKodim Zachah Ben, what does that mean? That means whoever what ate up the dangerous object, what's the din? He gets it, right? How would I protect myself from that shita? Because I hold Bor B'Shusos Potter. I can do anything I want in my own rishus. The guy came in and fell, it's his own fault. The fact that the Gemara said in Amud Aleph, Bor B'Shusos Potter is slam dunk that he holds Kol HaKodim Zachalem. So therefore, if that's the case, you can't tell me what Shmuel may be held like Zahiri. Again, I want you guys to think, Jonas, and you follow me? If you hold Kol HaKodim Zachalem, what does that mean? Anyone who cleans up a hazard of the object gets it, right? So how do I protect myself from being what Potter? The only way if I hold Bor B'Shusos Potter. Otherwise, anyone who would do something the hazardous would be his. So if I hold Bor B'Shusos Potter, that's a defense mechanism to Kol HaKodim Zachalem. Must be held Kol HaKodim Zachalem. He doesn't hold like Ziri. So that's how the Nachlas Dovnu can agree to answer the Marshal's Kasha and the Marshal. No matter what you say, though, what emerges is two Kashas on Rock, two Kashas of Tais on Rashi. The first one we answer based on the Vilyagon. The second one's a Machlokes Marshal, what the Kasha was. And we are answering up the Kasha of the Marshal and the Marshal from the Nachlas Dov and the Mukia Griv. Okay? Based on all that, though, Tosis, I still disagree with Rashi, even though we answered him up. And we're going to do Tosis shot now inside. Okay? Yes, quickly. Go ahead, Matthew.
How would the Marshal answer that?
We have to think about it. Marshal says it's a stark cash on the Marshal. It's a stark cash on the Marshal.
Can you say the fact that Toso Shlug says this is all Shlug up, that meaning the Gemara didn't believe it happened?
Okay, but we have this. How is Toso asking them? Toso asked, we got to think about what the Marshal would say. We got to think about what the Marshal would say. Okay, go ahead, Yonison. Let's see Toso. Go ahead. Venir Lari, let's see inside. Guys, look inside. Venir Lari. Chafalfam base on the top. Yehuda. Venir Lari, go ahead. Yonison, what do you say? Venir Lari.
The Rav saw our Bor B'Shusos Chayav.
Excellent.
Because his Kirishuta, the low of Yehuda, and Alpha Lo Shor, Lo Matze Amrale.
He can't say to him, Tuda, your ox. Excellent. The Baal Bor cannot say to the Baal Shor, what's your ox doing in my pit? Tura Bibiri, my boy, what is your ox doing in my pit? Go ahead. You can't control your shore so much when it's walking B'Shus HaRabim. Shalom. Excellent. Lefikach. You shouldn't have put your boar mamish towards B'Shus HaRabim. And therefore what? Therefore we say what? So by Mekatza Mokom, Nami. Go ahead. So by Mekatza Mokom, your potter, if the behemoth eats it. Why? The Bava Paris is not being smart by putting his stuff so close. Go ahead. Exactly. You can't control yourself so much. So according to... Okay, so that's Rav's theory, yes? So let me ask you a question now. If I would ask you succinctly to differentiate between Rashi and Taisa's shot so far, what would you say? Rashi's a Tully on who owns the what? Who would you say Rashi's Tully on? Who owns the Paris? According to Rashi, it's who owns the... Who's zoking the Paris? Who gets the Paris? Is it the Baal Bahamian has the right to the Paris? Or is it the Baal Paris has the right to his own Paris? You have no right to eat it. That's all it's an issue of. Who gets the Paris? According to Rashi. So today I brought it. According to Rashi, it's totally on Zechia be Paris. Whose Paris are they? Are they the Baal Paris or the fact that he left them near Rosh Hashanah? It's really what? It's really Rosh Hashanah. And Tosfos says, what is it totally in? What do you say, Yonason? According to Tosfos, how would you say it's totally in? What do we consider that space? Is it like what? Excellent. Is it like Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah? That space, is it Rosh Hashanah? Well said. Or Rosh Hashanah. That's a good way succinctly to say the difference between Rashi and Tosfos. So what does Shmuel say? Go ahead, you understand the Shmuel Savar? Go ahead, Shmuel. Excellent. Shmuel says Yechayev. Why? Actually, you shouldn't have put them close. That's not a good svara. Ain? That's not enough of a svara to potter. Go ahead. Yeah, the Baal Bears can put his stuff there. Go ahead. Also, a Baal Bor can put his board next to the shrub. It's his property. So that's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. So who holds what? So you tell me who holds what? Rav holds what? Rav holds Potter, so he holds. It's considered to be what? It's considered to be what? Bor b'shusos chai, because it's meniach bor b'shom b'shom is chashiv ki meniach b'shusos rabim. Anyone holds chai if Shmuel holds. It's like putting it where? Natan. In where? B'shusos rabim. And Shmuel holds what? That's what Shmuel holds chayiv. Let's write it on the board. Shmuel holds chayiv. Why? Let's do Shmuel first. Shmuel holds chayiv because why? It's considered to be Rosh Hashanah. You can't put a board in Rosh Hashanah. And what does Rav say? It's considered to be Rosh Hashanah what? Pater. It's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. I can do what I want. Lemaisa. That was the Havamina. In fact, Yehuda, what was the Havamina? Lema. That Rav holds what? We always look back at it. We should memorize it. I should memorize Bor B'Shusos Potter for if it's good. That was the Havamina. Go ahead, read the Gemara. Read on in Taisus. Gemara slugs it up. Go ahead, Vidachya. Go ahead, you understand Vidachya? Vidachya, rather, the Gemara slugs it up. Li'olam. Actually, the Gemara says lo. No, yeah. Rab Amrocha Li'olam. It says Li'olam. Go ahead. Oh, really? Rav in general holds what? Potter, excellent. Bor B'Shusos will be what? Will be Potter, yes?
Yeah.
Right, originally we thought Bor B'Shusos was Chayiv, yeah? Go ahead. Oh, so when the Baal Ashur says the Baal Bor, he granted the Chim Mitazka. When you damage Amalei, the Baal Ashur says the Bor, my axe, what's it doing in your pit? Yeah? Mikom Akom. Meaning, what does that say? Basically, it means what? It's your fault for putting your fruit next to my shore, and you coax my shore to eat it, and therefore it's really your fault. So he can basically say, you did it to yourself. So the Baal Abim is off the hook. The Baal Abim is mamish off the hook. No problem. That's what Rav holds. Okay, even though Bor B'Shusos is normally what? Bor B'Shusos is normally what? Rav might say putter in general. So Bor B'Shusos is putter, but the bottom line is in that you coached my Bahama into eating it. Therefore, I don't have to pay what? I don't have to pay anything. Halach l'maisa. Even though in general might hold Bor B'Shusos is putter, and therefore Bor B'Shusos is putter, the Torah shouldn't be Mechayev only on a Bor B'Shusos Rabim. But here it's different because why? The Baal what? The Baal Bahama says, there's no way you can mechayiv me, halacha mas. You don't have enough power to mechayiv me, my shore on your eating.
So it comes out that Rav is Rosh Hashanah, no?
What'd you say?
It comes out that like for Rav, it's like Shem Rosh Hashanah.
Well, let's see the din l'maisa. Let's bor b'shusos pata l'maisa. Or Bishush should be potter, but in this case, he has no tainus. So the Baal HaPeiros is potter. That's a Rav holds potter. Go ahead. You want to see Shmuel Savar?
Shmuel Savar.
Granted, the animal that falls in the poor has no knowledge of it. Oh, it ate bekavana. No, it ate bekavana. So if it ate bekavana, su chazile. It saw it. So therefore, in that case, Shmuel will say you're chayiv. The Baal of Behem is definitely chayiv. The Baal of Behem is definitely chayiv. So Lamaisa, what you see in this Gemara, what he carries through is, according to Taisus, and I want you to get this down, it's interesting, that according to the Maskanas of Gemara, Bor Bershuso is really what, Potter? Bor Bershuso, but it's Velo Bershuso Rabim. Nevertheless, he can't claim from what? He can't claim a payment. Why can't he claim a payment? Because why? You messed yourself up. You hear what I just said to Matthew? Bor Bershuso, according to Rav, is really what? Potter, but what? So if Bor Bershuso is Potter, what should be the din? So it should be what? It should be Potter. But nevertheless, so therefore you should have to pay. You ate my fruit. You ate my fruit. What's the answer? No way. You can't charge me for the fruit because you caused yourself a mistake. You caused yourself a mistake by being mafsed an afshah, by having the what? Having the fruit there, halacha lamaisa. So since you caused yourself a fruit, you caused yourself a mistake. Let's go the other way. What do you say? Bor Bershuso is really what? According to Shmuel, what's the din? Bor Bershuso is really what? What is Bor Bershuso according to Shmuel? Really chayiv. So if Bor Bershuso is chayiv, so what? So what's the din? If Bor Bershuso is chayiv, you should have to what? You should have to eat for the. You should have to eat the fruit. What's the answer? The behema what? The behema saw the fruit. He shouldn't have eaten it. So I want you to get this down. Taisvis Lamaisa writes, this might be a difference in Shane and Regal here. Taisvis Lamaisa, notice the Darkei David says, B'Shane, you eat it b'kavana. Regal, you damage Derech Hiluch without kavana, so maybe you'd be putter in such a case. So I want to point out a distinction. Maybe there's a distinction between Chi of Shane and Chi of Regal here. But Taisvis Lasha might be Lav Dafka. Maybe the Iker Svar of Shmuel is that what? When you're Makatsa, Malkum, Sonkus, Sarabin, each person's got a guard. Each person, the Baal Bor, Baal Shor, L'chein Shneim, or Chayav and Lishmor. Maybe that's what Taisus means. You got to be aware. You got to be on top of it. Maybe he means, I don't know if you have to interpret it like the Darkei David, that it's Dafke Shein, because he ate a pekav on it. Okay, it's an interesting Chiddush that we're pointing out. Okay, so that's Taisus. Taisus ends up saying, at the end of the day, what does Taisus end up saying? That what, he has a new pshat. Now you guys tell me, why are his two kashas on Rashi not relevant to his own pshat? We always say when Tais gives his own shot, why are his kashas not kashas that he wants the Eson Rashi? What was the first kasha that he asked on Rashi?
He doesn't hold the case of Kol Kadam Zayfa.
Well, what was the first kasha he asked on Rashi? That it should be what? Should pay Nana. Should pay Mashananis. So what's the answer? According to Tais, not relevant. Why? Because it's all an issue of what? It's all an issue of whether it's Rishis Rabim or Rishis Yachin. According to Tais, that's all it is. Not whether you're Zaychin the Paris or not. It's all an issue of whether it's Rishis Rabim or Rishis Yachin. So obviously, Allah Lamaisa, what's it din? You're part of the Legamri. If it's Rishus Rabim, it's going to be what? It's going to be what? It's going to be considered to be what? It'll be considered to be part of the Legamri Lamaisa in such a case. Right? Like we wrote on the board, Lamaisa. Like we wrote on the board. If it's Rishus Rabim, what's it din? It's going to be Chayiv. It's going to be Rav Potter. It's Rishus what? Why does Rav say Potter? It's Rishus Yachid. Why is it considered to be Potter? It's Rishus Yachid. Because why? It's considered to be Bor what? It's Bor B'Shus Rabin Lamaisa. So if you consider it to be what? The Bor B'Shus Soso is considered to be Chayiv. If it's Samach B'Shus Rabin, it's considered Menich B'Shus Rabin, you're going to be Chayiv. It's a Bor B'Shus Rabin. That's Shane or Regal. It's Bor. It's considered to be Bor, Matthew. So if it's considered to be Bor, that's the Shiloh. It's not relevant about what? There's no relevance. What was the Kasha? What was the Kasha in Rashi? The relevance is if it's considered to be what? It says you make a Knas Lamaisa or not, right? The relevance is whether you consider to be Chayv HaNoi or not. It has nothing to do with that, Lamaisa. It has to do with Hilchos Bor. What about the second Kasha? What were the two interpretations of the first Kasha? Either what? It's a hazard, right? The first Kasha was you should be Mishalim what? It saw it, so it's a Bor, right? But according to Tais, it's not relevant because Tais is all an issue of what? Of whether it's just Rabbis or Siyachid. So there's no relevance of whether what? You clean up or not, you pay Mishalim HaShanenis. According to Taisa, Patel Legamri. And what about according to the Marshal? It's also not relevant if he saw the thing, is it considered to be a bore? What about the second cash? And that's why what? That's why it sheds no light on the shayla of Zocha Begufin or not. According to Tosfos, the kashas don't even start. So it fits beautifully. Because according to Tosfos, what's the relevance? Whether it's just Rav or just Yochid. Not whether what. Whether it's considered to be what. You find the guy. If you don't find the guy, if it's considered to be that. It's not an issue of Zchiyah B'Peiris. It's not an issue of Zchiyah B'Peiris. It's an issue of whether it's just Rav or just Yochid. If that's the case, Lamash, you understand why the guy's part of the Gamri. There's no concept of Meshalom HaShenenis. Okay, fine. This brings us to the following now. Let's get it, guys. Now we finish the Taisus. Next, the Kudim. Why did the Gemara give this fancy case of Mekatzah Mokum? Let's go, we got a lot to do. Mekatzah Mokum. Why do you have to say Mekatzah Mokum? Why can't I just put a fruit right next to the main thoroughfare? Just put fruit next to the main thoroughfare. And the question is whether it's what? Whether Rav says you're potter, because you don't have enough power to do that, to put fruit next to tantalize a what?
Isn't
torture a cow. And therefore what? That's the case. What do you have to stand on your head and say, I'm a katzah mokum? What did the Gemara say in Machlekes was? Ki pligi mekatzah mokum. I designated a place. What do I have to do that? Put the fruit right next to Rosh Hashanah, which is still my Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Just say literally that. Why does it have to be so fancy like this? So that's that's what the pastor can answer. I can do anything I want to what in my Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Vayakov gives an answer. But Lamaisa, I want you to understand the Gilyan. Shidim Abedis asked the Gilyan, he says, why does it have to say Mekatzah Mokum? Just say Samuk Peroso, the Samuk Rosh Hashanah. Terrence is that it calls mine into Rosh Hashanah, I can do what I want. And therefore Lamaisa for sure would be mutter to do it. So it wouldn't be a Shiloh. I can't say, oh, I tortured the animal. Lamais, by showing my fruit. It's my Rosh Hashanah. But if you do Mekatzah Mokum, I have no right to do that. Once you devote your place to Rosh Hashanah, then you have no right to tantalize the shore. That's why I didn't get that case. That's a Shidim Kubensis. Please get it.
We give an answer? What's the answer?
The answer is that, you know why I didn't get that case? Because once you put it by Rosh Hashanah, you can do whatever you want. I can never be responsible for what I did in my Rosh Hashanah. So what? Up to the very last inch, I left my papers. Oh, you tantalize a cow. So what? It's my property. I can do with what I want. Okay. That's the answer to that kasha. That's what the Varyakov says. Next Nakuda. Third Nakuda. Please get it. Third Nakuda. Let's get it. Again, remember we said from that Vilna Gaon. Remember we said from that Vilna Gaon to get forever. Remember that? The Vilna Gaon said that the Mishnah by us, stomach is hadn't yet damaged. The fruit hadn't caught anyone damaged yet. That was a new kipta. Rav is talking about a case in the Mishnah where what? Where it had caused damage. That's why you're Ptula Gamri. Remember that? Okay, next Nakuda. Let's go. Next Nakuda. Let me ask you a very general question, which I want you guys to get down with the Marmakaimus. Let me ask you a question. When it comes to Nezikin, what's more important? Please get this down. Is it more important that I guard myself that I don't damage other people? Or is it more important that I guard myself that I don't get damaged, Yehuda? Which one's better? Which one's more important?
First one.
It's a very philosophical question. Very philosophical. There's no doubt about it. Very philosophical question. And I will tell you like this. Look at the Tosfos quickly, Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Look at Tosfos quickly on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. You guys got it? Take a look at Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. What does Tosfos say in Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph?
Which Tosfos?
Tosfos says, Dir Maskul Lachayev, right in the middle. The fourth line. Venir Mikan Ladaktik. Underline it 100 times. A person should be more careful not to damage other people than be damaged himself. Everyone got that line? A person should be more careful not to damage other people than to be damaged himself. Tosfos. In the middle. Amazing line of Tosfos. Says that goes from Monios. And Perik Beis Hos Alf Hilchos Nuskei Malman Shem Taisa Rosh. I don't understand this. What do you see from our Gemara? What do you see from this Gemara about Shiny Hacha? You don't have enough power. You don't have enough power to put your fruit what on the sidelines, and why have another animal watch it and not eat it? What does that tell me, you guys? You tell me. What does that Gemara show? That Bor B'Shuso is what?
You should be.
What is Bor B'Shuso normally? Yehuda. According to this Pashup Shad, top line, Bor B'Shuso is Pater going around, but you don't have enough power to do this. What does that mean you don't have enough power to do this? What does that mean you don't have enough power to do this? What does that show to me? Shows me the opposite. If a boar, someone gets damaged in my boar, what's the din? I'm Pater. Because he should have been careful. And I don't say that the Baal HaBor should have warned him. You should take care of yourself. Yes? And what do we say about the behemoth? If the behemoth eats, what do we say? He's potter. Why? Because the Baal HaBor should have what? Should have been careful that it wouldn't what? Wouldn't get damaged. The Baal HaBor should have been careful that his fruit wouldn't get damaged. So you see that what? That there's more of a responsibility to make sure that you what? Don't get damaged. Against Tosfos. Tosfos said there's more of a responsibility to make sure you don't hurt other people. You see from this line of the Gemara on the top of Chaf Aleph Beis, there's more of a responsibility to make sure you don't get hurt yourself. It's a great kasha.
Could that be, repeat that?
Yes. What is Tosfos Pashlich of Gimel Amud Aleph? That you have more responsibility to be careful you don't hurt other people than worry about getting hurt yourself. What do you see from our top line of the Gemara? What do you see from our top line of the Gemara? You see the opposite. You see that you should be worried about not getting hurt yourself. Because what did it say? Bor b'shusos pater. He should have what? He should have taken care of himself, not get hurt in the boar. And also by the Baal HaPeiros. The Baal HaPeiros says that what? We say to the Baal HaPeiros, you should have protected your own fruit rather than have the behemoth eat it up. So you see from our Gemara, pum fuck here. Very philosophical question. So I want you to get this answer. Two terutzim. Please get it. Two terutzim. Let's get the two terutzim. So Tosfos HaRosh says, there's a big difference between a behemoth and an adam. Please get it. By an adam is a ben das. He has seichel. He has bechir shkofsh. He's chayv in mitzvahs. If you're chayv in mitzvahs, don't you dare hurt other people. And therefore the nizik is not shomer himself. The nizik wasn't shomer himself. Shal yinazik. So therefore, because he thought that the mazik would what? He thought the mazik would try to be careful not to hurt him. So that's where he didn't hurt himself. So when you talk about an adam, everyone thinks the other guy is good guy, he's not going to hurt other people. When you talk about an adam, when you talk about a behemoth, then we say what? A behemoth has no mechir schofshes. It has to guard itself that it shouldn't what? Shomeres atzvah shel tenazik. It should guard itself, shouldn't be damaged. It should guard itself. There's a fundamental difference between a man and an animal. And a man, we hope he won't hurt other people. So each person thinks that what they're not going to, that the guy doesn't want to hurt other people. That's the mice that got me. Adam. But by a behemoth, what do you say? What do you say by a behemoth? But by a behemoth, it's shomer satsu shel tenazik. Let's get this. Get it, so we'll repeat the kasha. We said from the Tosfos had a theory on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, which you saw, through Maskel Chayiv in the middle. You know what he says? He says people have to be more zorah not to injure, damage other people than worry about getting damaged themselves. The middle of Gimel Amud Aleph, Maskel Chayiv. Venir mikan ladaktik, yosu yesh l'odom l'zar atzmo, shel yazik acherim. Person should be careful not to damage other people, bless you, mishalo yuzuk, and then getting damaged yourself. Should worry about damaging other people than damaging and then getting hurt yourself. Yes? You got that theory? That's against our Gemara. Because what does our Gemara say on the top of Amud Beis? Bor b'shusos pater, someone comes in my boar, what's the din? He should have taken care of himself. Therefore I'm pater if I own the boar. And what did it say about the fruit? The Baal HaPeiros is what? The Baal HaPeiros should have protected himself. He should have let the behemoth not eat the fruit. You caused the fruit to go to clear your behemoth? I'm sorry. Allah Kamaz, you get no money. What does our Gemara accentuate? That the issue is you should care about yourself more. Watch yourself more than hurting other people. It's a stira. You follow me, Natan?
Those two cases that you mentioned, is that the
Rav? No, the Gemara. Tosfos HaRosh Gimel has a theory. But that's smack both. No, those two cases we mentioned? That's within Rav. It's within Rav. So we're asking in Rav, correct. That was a top line within Rav, correct. But both those sides highlight what? You worry about yourself than damaging other people. So Steve, so what's the answer? I guys want you to get this. Two answers. First answer, Tosfos HaRosh, the difference between a man and a behemoth. A man is b'chiras chofshes. He's a ben das. He's chayav in mitzvos. So you guard yourself what? You guard yourself shelo yazik. You have to make sure you don't hurt other people. You're a ben das. So Lomais, you better make sure, Lomais. Everyone thinks, the Nizik thinks he's going to make sure that they're not going to damage me. So therefore, he's not on top of things. Right? And the Shomer, and what is it? And he thinks that the Mazik's going to guard himself not to damage him. He's naive. But he thinks the guys are good guys. But when it comes to a behemoth, what's the din? The behemoth is not a Bechir Tzchof. She's not a human being. So we say, you better guard itself so it doesn't get damaged. You better make sure that the behemoth doesn't damage. And that's exactly what we're saying, Lomais. You better watch the behemoth, Shlomais. You should have been careful of the behemoth when you eat your fruit. There's a difference between whether the point of reference is a man or the point of difference is a behemoth. Please get that answer. That's a Taisa Rosh. What's the answer that goes from one to himself? First answer is Taisa Rosh gives that answer.
Second one
is the Gosma Monius himself who asks the Kasha. The Gosma Monius is in this game, Mom, Pirk Bez, Os Aleph. It's also the Shidim Gvetzchov Gimlav, and the Shidim Taisa Rosh. So the Gosma Monius gives a different answer. He says the following. I thought it was a beautiful answer also. He says the fruit is Birshusa. He has permission to put it there. You don't have to be careful that it doesn't damage. It's on the Nizik to be careful so it counts the Rishusa. Why did Nizik come into my Rishus? He shouldn't have come out in the Rishus. If the parents are munacham Rishuso, eino tzarach lezar shlo yazik. Something's in your domain, you have no responsibility to make sure that what? That it won't damage. It's in my domain. It's on the Nizik to be careful not to come into my Rishus.
Like the ox.
Yeah, exactly. So the Baal Behemoth comes in to eat the fruit. So the Baal Behemoth comes in to eat the fruit. He says, you know what? The Baal Behemoth is potter. Halach lamaisa. When the parents are placed Rishuso, you don't have to worry about that. You understand? Exactly. But in our case, where does he put it? He puts it right next to Rosh Hashanah. Then you have to worry about it. So he was Makatza Makom, Natan to what? He was Makatza's own Makom to what? To Rosh Hashanah. So it wasn't like his classical Rishus. So when you start doing that, that's different. But where the Paris is Munachim Rishuso, you don't have to be Zohar Lamaisa Shalo Yazik, that it doesn't damage. It's on the Nizik to be careful, shalikanis l'rishuso. And in this particular case, the Nizik was the Baal HaPeiros, and the bottom line is that it wasn't in his rishus. He gave it open to Rishus HaRabim. Okay, very good. Now this leads us to the following. Next Nakuda, the Mukia, the Rabbeinu Peretz. Two Nakudas from Rabbeinu Peretz. Two Nakudas I want to point out from Rabbeinu Peretz. I'm sorry, Yonasan. Can I get my Gemara back? I apologize, but I want you to have a Gemara. What, you want to, you have a... You can borrow someone's Gemara, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I can pull it up.
You have a Gemara here. Okay, I'm sorry. I just want to have the Rabbeinu Peretz in the back. The two Nakudas I want to bring out. First Nakuda Rabbeinu Peretz, number one. First Nakuda Rabbeinu Peretz, he has a bomb kasha. And I thought you would give a very sharp answer. But let's get the first kasha Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz says, I don't understand something. He says, what did Rashi say? What did Rashi say if the behemoth slips on the fruit? Hakachazale in Shmuel. In Shmuel. That time, what did he say? The animal saw the fruit, he shouldn't have eaten it. What does Rashi say if the Baal slips on the fruit, the behemoth slips on the fruit? The Baal HaPeiros is potter. Remember that? Remember he said the Baal HaPeiros is potter if it slips? The animal slips, the Baal HaPeiros is potter. The animal should have looked where it's going. Why are you potter? I understand why you're potter. What do we learn on Daf Vav? What is it doing about the gutters? Are you allowed to open up your gutters and pour out the pipes to Rosh Hashanah? Yehuda, are you allowed to do that? Yes, you are. What happens if someone gets damaged on Daf Vav? You're chayav to pay. So am I allowed to put my fruit there? Yes. But why do I say I'm putter if it slips and falls? I should be chayav. Rabbeinu Peretz asks on Rashi. He doesn't have an answer. Rabbeinu Peretz asks on Rashi. Stark akasha. Unbelievable. He says, how could it be, Lamaisa? Bibo saying. He asks on Bibo saying. Bibo saying, Lamaisa. It's a great kasha. How could it be, Lamaisa? Just because you have rishus doesn't mean you're putter from paying. Just because you have rishus doesn't mean you have putter from paying. It's a great kasha. Unbelievable. How could he say such a thing? So what's the answer? So Yehuda wanted to say like this. What's the difference between the gutter case? The gutter case, where do you put the pollution? In rishus harabim. That's why you're chayiv. But where am I putting what? Where am I putting my fruit? It's still my rishus. I was mekatzah makomo. It's not rishus harabim. It was not. You did designate it though. You know. You did designate it, Yehuda.
Like a quasi
rishus. Yeah, you did designate it. Even though the davov it is rishus harabim proper, but you're saying you did designate it.
That's Yehuda's teretz.
You didn't. That was Yehuda's answer. But I'm questioning it now. You did designate it, right? You did designate it. This is what Rabbeinu Peretz asked.
We could fine-tune Yehuda's answer that, like, but it's quasi-Rishus, so it's not the same exact din as Rishus HaRabim Lagarim. And the raya for that is the fact that if the animal eats it, he's not Chayav Nezikin, because it still has din Rishus HaRab.
If the animal eats it, it's within Shmuel. The animal eats it, is Chayav. And within Shmuel, is Chayav, remember? Hakachazilei.
So even more, Hakachazilei. More of a raya that it's less Rishus HaRab, because otherwise it'd be shame Rishus HaRab.
But Lamaisa is Mekatz Mekoyman. Mekatzim Mekoymai. So Lomai said, this is the kasha, this is the kasha of Mekhi Yosef. This is the kasha of Mekhi Yosef. Please, let's get it. Lomai said, yes, this kasha. And Lomai said, it should have been, yes, that's the first Nakuda we want to point out from the Rabbeinu Peretz. Okay, second Nakuda. Please get it. Second Nakuda I want to get from the Rabbeinu Peretz. Remember we said earlier in Shir, we said that Rashi learns, Tosus learns Pata Lagamri, Imshan Rashi. Rashba says you can still got to pay Nenet. You know what he says to this? Listen to what he says to this. He thinks it's very schwer. Maybe you could say that what? The Mishnah's talking about a case of Omid Lishvach. The Mishnah's talking about a case where it's not Omid Lishvach. Maybe the Rav and Shmuzbach like is just talking about what? Omid Lishvach. He says it's a Doiche Gadol. It's a Doiche Gadol. Yeah, maybe the Mishnah is talking about Eina Omid Lishvach like Taisa said, but the Rechleis Rav and Shmuel Makatzim is talking about Omid Lishvach. Talking about it's Omid, and that's why you slam him completely, and therefore you're a putter. He says a Doche Gadol to make such a contrast.
Why do you slam him?
Number two, because it's a Knas, he's in public works. And number two is what? Putter is very hard to say that putter means what? What does the word putter mean? The Odim can't putter the Kamara, I'm in Shalom Ashenenis. The putter the Gamri. Lo have do me the potter the gabi chazeres the mishalom mashenenes. He says the word potter is very schwer to say. That it means potter legamri, and that's symmetrical with what we said by machzeres. Perishri na asi shapir. So he says I want you to get those two nakudas. He points out number one is very hard to say. The Mishnah is talking about inol lishpoch ravish mudim on omel lishpoch. Number two, to interpret it like what that potter means potter legamri is very schwer lomaisa when it's not symmetrical with machzeres. Okay. Well, we're very happy to see that because we were bothered by that. Baruch Hashem. Okay, good. Fine. So that's the two Nakudas of the Mukia of the Rabbeinu Peretz. Okay, let's go Vaita now in the Gemara. Now we guys got to go Vaita in the Gemara. Let's go. Let's go. Okay, ready, Yerushalayim? Let's go. You're doing a great job. Let's see the Gemara inside. Guys, let's see now. So we've seen it. We're working hard in this, Gemara. Okay, now Lema. We're up to the dot now, Lema. Go ahead. What does Lema mean? 98% Havmin is shlugged up, always shlugged up. Excellent. So we had two Lashonos before. What were the two Lashonos? Either Rav and Shmuel argue by Machzeres, or everyone agrees Machzeres Chayv, they're arguing by Makatza Mokum. So we're going back to that what? That Machzeres was the Machlaikis. Go ahead. Lema. Excellent. Oh, before you go on, I wanted to mention one thing from Bar Yalev. Chidushi Bar Yalev Malin, the great Gaon. Bar Yalev Malin said, in the Havamin in the Maskone, Chedusha Bar Yalev, he said, what's the Havamin? When the Gemara compared Rosh Hashanah and Lashen and Regel to the Shen and Regel, Lagabi what? Lagabi Rosh Hashanah and Lagabi Bor. The Gemara in the Havamin thought Rosh Hashanah was the same for Shen and Regel as Bor. That was the Lema. Remember Yehuda? That was the Lema. Bor ber what? Bor ber is Bershuso Ravel. It's part because Bor Bershuso Schai. Remember the two things are linked together? Because he thought Rosh Hashanah was the same for Shane Regal, Shane is Bor. Then the Gemara discovers America and says, lo, it's wrong. Leolim, it's wrong. You know what Rabbi Yalev says? Because even Rav that says Bor Bershuso is Putter, there's no din of Rosh Hashanah, and Ain Lamukkah was in Rosh Hashanah in Bor. Din Shane and Regal is different. Lav Kokaminach. So he holds Makatzamukkah, it's a din Rosh Hashanah in Shane Varegal. That was a beautiful shot. It's called Shane and Regal in what? Rosh Hashanah. Because of the svar of what? Mekatzim Mokum. You don't have enough permission to put your fruit next to me. So vis-a-vis Shana Regal, it's called what? Rosh Hashanah. But vis-a-vis Bor, it's different. See, the Gemara and the Havamin thought it was equated to. Whenever you say Rosh Hashanah by Bor, you have to say by Shana Regal. Now the Gemara distinguishes and says no. And says that Lamaisa, it can be what? Rav can hold what? It has a din Rosh Hashanah, like Shana Regal, but not like Abi Bor. Bor Bershuso is what? Is Potter. Bor Bershuso's Potter. It's not Rosh Hashanah. For what? For Hilchos Bor. It's my own Rishus. But for Shane and Regal, it's considered to be Rosh Hashanah. That was a transition in Lomdus between the Havamin and the Maskana. Is the Din Rosh Hashanah the same, Natan, in Hilchos what? Shane and Regal equals Hilchos Bor. In the Havamin, we thought it was the same. In the Maskana, it's not. It's Rosh Hashanah for Shane and Regal. You have no permission to tantalize my shore. You have no permission to tantalize my shore. So it's Rosh Hashanah. I don't have to pay a penny for eating your fruit. However, like Abi Hilchos Bor Lamaisa, it's not Rosh Hashanah. It's a Bershusi. And therefore, I'm Potter. Okay? That was the Havamin Maskone, says Chedushi Bar Yalev Malin. The goyim. Okay, go ahead now. Go ahead, Yenison. Let's see again, guys. Leiva Maxeres. Go ahead.
Leiva Maxeres Tanoi.
Ah. Let's say Maxeres Machlis Tanoi. Not Amoroi Molom, but Tanoi. Go ahead, Nisanya. Excellent. Oh, there it is. Divrei. Excellent. Now, I want to just note, Lamaisa, that some have a Girsa Reb Yudah without a Vav. I think we have a Vav in our Gemara. No, the Reb Yudah? Yes.
Yeah.
Some take it out. I'll tell you why. Meaning Reb Yudah holds like who? The third opinion. Meaning the next opinion. See, it's Divrei Meir, period, and then Reb Yudah, Reb Yosef, Reb Eliezer. It's three against one. Is it two against two, or is it three against one? You follow me? Natan, you follow how we just read it? The two ways to read the Gemara. Is it two Tanaim versus two Tanaim, or is it three against one? If you have Divrei Yudah, Divrei Meir, Divrei Yudah, stop, then Reb Yosef, Reb Eliezer, say not to it. But if you have Divrei Meir and without the Vav, then it's Reb Yudah, Reb Yosef, Reb Eliezer. It's three against one. Okay? Please get it. The Rivet. The Ravid doesn't have the Girsa Vav. The Ravid doesn't have the Girsa Vav. Three against one. Go ahead and see again.
Tanya.
Yeah, go ahead. Tanya Achlo. What does that mean? Ain't dark alechol el halach. What does that mean? Yeah, it's not the derech to eat mitzidei arachava. It just goes there, correct? So if it turns around, and therefore if it turns around and does eat, then that's very mishuna in Rashi's vocabulary. And you're chayav what, Karen? And according to what Tos vocabulary, what is that called? That's called shein mishus yachid, and you're chayav nezek sholem. Okay. So it depends which vocabulary you want to say, Rashi or Tosis. Rashi always learned Karen mishuna. Tosis says it means shein. So it virtually turns it into a what? Turns it into a, it's a reshus on this. Oh. What do you say? Yeah. It's not the derech to eat el lahalach, but to go. It's not the derech to eat from Sidi Arachava, but it's the derech only to walk through there, Yair. So if it walks through there and eats, that's a shinui. According to Rashi, it's Karen, Chayv Chatzin Nezik. According to Toys, it's Shem Reshus Nezik, Chayv Nezik Sholim. So there you have it. Machzeris. According to the second sheet, this Chayv. According to the first sheet, what are you? You are Mashallah Masha what? What is it then? Oh, Mashallah Masha Ezekah, Allah Lamais, right? So aren't they saying the same thing? They both say you got to pay. Frek the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi.
So Rabbi Yossi hired the Tanakama.
Oh, they're saying the same thing. They're both of them Rechai, Masha Ezekah, but see that Rechava. What does Rashi say? Read the Rashi there. Rashi, Rabbi Yossi. Hired the Tanakama, go ahead. Excellent. It's not talking about inside the thing. It's not talking about inside Rosh Hashanah, the street. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi would never say chayv for eating in the street. As Matthew said, that same Rosh Hashanah. The ha what? Ella?
Ella at Sidi Rach Bakai.
It's talking about the sides of the Rechava. They ain't what? It's not the derech to eat, but it's the derech to walk, vizu. And this guy that eats is a strange thing. Okay? Yes, they both say you're chayv. So what's going on? Ella, back to the Gemara.
Ella machzeres, iko bineu.
Excellent. The nafkamina is if it moves its head. Could the havamina wasn't moving its head, we're just eating. Ella, go ahead. Tanakama savar.
Tanakama savar.
Exactly. So that's the machlok. It fits beautifully, no? Rabbi Yossi holds it. The Karen, according to Rashi, Chatzinezik, or it's what? Shane. So we have a machlok by Machzeris. There it is. We just proved a machlok Tanoi by Machzeris. Fits in beautifully, yes? Fits in beautifully that we have this. Zuck Rashi, Machzeris. Go ahead. Machzeris.
Machzeris, Iko Bineu.
Oh, that's the one that picks itself up and eats normally there, remember? Yeah. Then Reb Meir would say, Mishal Mashizika. But go ahead. And how much do you pay? Only Nadness, according to Reb Meir. Yes? Ukamar. Exactly. That's Mishuna, and therefore you pay what? Pay Chatzin Ezek. That's Rashi Lishitosu. Excellent. So now we've proven the Machzeris is a what? is a machloikis, yes? It's machloikis tanoim, yeah? So Gemara rejects it. Go ahead, let's see inside. But the Gemara has two stages of rejection. I want you to get this. Go ahead.
Low.
It's wrong. Kuli alma. Now, what does that mean? In other words, where the Holy Gemara of Yoisi, you could say machzeris is what? They both could say kirav, or what? Okay, Shmuel. I mean, they could say like Rav Yerchayev, they could say like Shmuel your partner both tanoim. It's irrelevant. Vahacha, we're going to have to find two. Then we get the Tosis. Vahacha. What our bride's not talking about Machzeres. What's it talking about? You ate it, Mamish Bishus Rabin. Go ahead. Right. Ubibir Bishdei Acher come afliki. They are going to drasha. Who's the first Mar? Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds what? And Reb Yud, if you learn the Vav. Excellent. Below what? No. Read again. Vahacha. Excellent. Mar. Chain Bishus Rabim is what is partner for you only pay Mashanenes, not Mishiziku. Mar. And the second one is Reb Yossi Reb Elazar, yeah?
Mar Savar, Bibirste Acher, below Bishus Amazik.
Wow. What does that mean? What does Bishus Amazik mean, guys? You went into what? The Nizik went in, put his fruit into the chutz of the Baal Bais. I don't know why he did that. And then the Mazik's animal comes and eats it. Well, why'd you do that? So in that case, Shane is what? Natan is what? In that case, Shane is what? That case, Shane is Chayav. But in a classical case of what? When is Shane Chayav, according to the second sheet? It's a unique thing. Bir b'steachar v'lo b'rishus ha-mazik. What does that mean? That if the Nizik comes in and puts his fruit in my rishus, and my animal eats my rishus, am I chayiv? Yes or no? No! Shein rishus ha-mazik is putter. But what is Shein rishus ha-rabim? Chayiv. The whole year we've been learning Shein rishus ha-rabim is putter. That's only according to most Tanoi. This second Tana says, no, it's wrong. Amazing thing. What about the drosha? Ubir b'steachar. No, you got it wrong. It's bir b'steachar. B'stei what? V'lo b'stei hamazik. Ubir b'stei achar v'lo b'rishus hamazik. Only in that case is your partner. Any other case, you're chayv. It's amazing. It has nothing to do with machzeris now. We slugged it up again. You see, I'm right. 98% of the time. Lame was slugged up. Not talking about machzeris. It's about something else completely. Whether you make the drasha. Comes out that Shein b'rishus harabim, according to the second Tanoim, will be chayv. It's amazing. So that's exactly the case. The case of the Bryce is what? Is when you're eating in what? Eating inside. So the Gemara says that's a tremendous chiddush. You follow me, Yonis? But there's a Tana that holds, amazing, that Shein b'rishus ha-rabim is chayiv. But when is Shein b'rishus ha-rabim, when is Shein Potter? He almost said it by accident. Why? When is Shein Potter b'rishus ha-rabim what? Mazik. When the Nizik, for idiotic reasons, puts his fruit in what? Someone else's land, and the Mazik sure eats it. Expect me to be chayiv in that case? Why'd you put your fruit in my domain? Right? That's the machlokes. Nothing to do with machzeres. So Gemara shot that down. Read the next line of the Gemara. Gemara says, unbelievable. Go ahead. Gemara says, that can't be the Basber. My boy? What is the kashin? This is amazing kashin. What do you need a pusik for? Just say what I said. It's a svara. Remember I said two places in Shas when it says Lama Li Kras Fari? Where does it say that? Baba Kama Men Fabes. What's the clock on Obedin? Motze Mechavero? What does the Gemara say? It's based on a Pusik. A Pusik? It's a Svara. If someone's hurt, go to the doctor. If someone says I owe him money, prove it to me. That's the Moshel. I don't need a Pusik. It's a Svara. Pesha Asa Pesha Dik. Subis Chavbez Ma. Woman says she's in need. Then a second later she's joking. We believe her. Why you need a pusik? It's a svar. She's the one who asked her. She's the one who matters, right? Same type of kasher. What do you need a pusik to tell me that if I put my fruit in Svi's rishus and Svi's animal eats it, that Svi should be what? Svi should be put. That's svar. You don't need a pusik. Read again. Rishus mazik. Lema.
Rishus mazik. Lema.
Perach b'rishusimai. Your fruit in my domain, what is it doing there? Meaning shoot down that whole machlekes. That whole hezbra's out the window. Can't say something about how to make a drasha. You don't need a pusik for it. I was so happy when the Gemara rejected this. Why? Why do you think I was happy about that? Because for the whole year we've been learning Shane and Regis Pugs according to everybody. In that Hezber, we had Tanoim that said Chayiv. Now the Gemara's rejecting and saying, you're right. Shane Rishus Rabbah is always butter, no doubt. We're sticking with it. See, if you know the Masechta, if someone asks you, is there ever a Havamina that there's a Tana that holds Shem Yisrael Mitzchav, you know it now. Chafal from Vezim, Baba Kama. Before the Gemara slugs up what? Slugs up the Vir Maskana. That's someone who knows the Masechta. So what is the Machlaikis? Go ahead. Ella. There you see that word. Ella, wipe it away. What's the Machlaikis Tanoim? Wow. Wow. See how Ravina Rav Ashrin, they wrote the Gemara, they expect you to remember it. They expected the Chazar. This is the best riot. Where was Ilfin Raboshia? Oh, yeah, Rebbe, it was months ago. Okay, it might have been 6 weeks ago, but it's a previous daf. Daf Chof Amad Aleph. Ilfa was what? The turnip case, wasn't he? Wasn't Ilfa the turnip case? No! Ilfa was when it stretched out its neck and ate off the back of the what? Its animal. Remember the friend? Stretched out his neck. That was Ilfa. What was Raboshia? Kofetzis. Wasn't Raboshia Kofetzis?
Yeah.
The turnip was something else. Turnip was a sandwich in the middle.
That was Rava.
It was Rava, no? Yeah, it was Rava. Barcha. You follow me? So what's an afkamina now? Natan. What does it mean that Ilfa Raboshi Ikemen out? What's an afkamina? What did they both say, Rabbi Ilfa Noshi? Are you Chayev or your Potter? What was the din? Chayev. No, they both said Chayev. They both said Chayev. Remember they both said Chayev? Remember they said Chayev Mishum Karen? Remember, because Ilfa said when it eats off its back, it's just a nizik, right? Chai b'shum rishus a nizik. What did Raboshi say? Like you said, you want to say chai b'shum karen, because it's mishunin, when it jumps up. So you know what Rameir was saying in those two cases? Baloney, your putter. Why baloney, your putter? Because why? He doesn't hold like these kids. He holds you completely putter. And what does Raboshi say? I agree with Ilfa and Raboshi. I say you're chayiv. Because what does the word ain't dark alecho mean? I want you to get this. What do the words ain't dark alecho mean? What does ain't dark alecho mean? Remember, don't forget the language of Rabbi Yosef Elazar. What was the language? Ain't dark alecho.
It's
not the derech to eat when it stretches out its neck or it jumps. El lahalich. What is lahalich? It just goes. It goes. And in those manners, and therefore in those manners, you will be what? You will be chayiv. So we're not talking about machzeris in the maskanas of Gemara. So when you touch up the words, ain't dark alecho, what is ain't dark alecho? Let's read the Rashi. Go ahead, read the Rashi, Kabin out. Go ahead. Rich, actually, read the Rashi before. Read from Lema.
Lema.
He says it like we said it. Baruch Hashem, Kral Lamali. Why you need a puzzle? Because it's far. Go ahead. Excellent. Boshi says you ought your chayiv. Go ahead. Oh, only Nenesh you chayiv. Afilu? Even in those two cases, Rameir says you're potter. For us,
Hello?
Excellent. So therefore, if you end up eating in that way, it's considered to be what? Mishunit. And therefore, Yechayiv what? The Islay what? Excellent. He holds like. And therefore, Yechayiv Mishunit, Yechayiv Karen, Chatzin Ezek, it would be Shane, Yechayiv Ezek Shalom. Depends what you hold. Halach Lomites in such a case. You follow me? So at the end of the day, what's the machlis to Rameir and Biosi? Whether Ilfa or Boshi are right or wrong. Rameir says they're wrong. Rabbi Yosef says they're right. Yes? You follow what I'm saying? Yeah? So we got that. So it comes out, Lomaisa, to be very what? Comes out to be very good. That's the Machlekes, the Maskanas of Gemara. Okay. Now, there's a lot we got to point out here. Let's get it. Firstly, I want to start with the last Tosis, the Ilfa. Go ahead, the Ilfa.
The
Ilfa Rabbi Ushia,
La
Ma'ina, the Rabbi
Ushia.
They read it again. The Ilfa Rabbi Ushia. Period. You read the Dibur Maskal. The Ilfa. Period. They're not talking the same topic. You might have got the Gemara effect. The fact that Gemara couples them together, they're talking about the same thing. It's not true. Go ahead. Wow. So you see, they're not talking about the same thing. Do you guys recall that was one of the five kashas we had on Rashi? Do you remember this? What did Rashi say? You guys remember? Well, remember we had five kashas on Rashi? What was one of the kashas we had on Rashi? How did Rashi masbir the Gemara? He Remember we said that according to Rashi, Ilfo is Chayiv Nezek Shalem, and Raboshi was Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. Yes? So if they're talking about two different things, why did the Gemara couple them together? That was who asked that Kash on Rashi, you remember? The Ramban. In the Mechamas Hashem asked that Kash on Rashi. What's the answer? Rashi would say like Tais, Lav Dafka, the Gemara couples them together. Doesn't mean they say talking about the same topic. That was the answer that we gave. The Rashi would answer like this, Tais, Lav Dafka. Oh, very good. So they're not talking about the same topic. Okay, good. But Rav Meir would say they're Potter, and Rabbi Yossi says what? Rabbi Yossi says they're Chayiv. The Darkei David says that Taisus writes the Slushitas Rashi. Do you guys remember we had a Tais that said not that way? Natan, Taisa Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Dibra Maska Macheris. What does he hold in Dibra Maska Macheris? Do you remember? He said Kofetz was not Meshunet. Rashba says the same thing. They're both Chayiv Mishum Shein. The Rashba says they're both Chayiv Mishum Shein. Please get that down. Taisa Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, Dibra Maska Macheris says it's not Meshunet. Taisus here is answering Lefi Rashi. Tais is answering Lefi Rashi. Then it's Lav Gafka, they're talking about the same thing. But Taisa Chafal from an Alf said Beferish that Kofetzis was what? Kofetzis was not Meshunah. And who speaks this out? The Rashba. What does the Rashba say? He says both of them are what? What does the Rashba say? Both of them are considered to be what? What are both considered to be? Both are considered to be Shein. So the Rashba argues Lemaisa. Please get that down. The Rashba argues, and he says, "Befeirish l'masilf and Rabosha are both chayv mishum shein bechatzar nizik." Tosfos that says that one is Karen. Which one's Karen? Kofetzitz, and Ilfa is what? Shein. Rabosha is Karen. That's who. That's saving for Rashi. That's saving for Rashi. But Tosfos and Amaralf arguing that he said Kofetzitz was not mishunet. So the Meila, the Tosfos and Amaralf is speaking for Rashi. Tosfos and Amaralf holds like who the Rashba. So it comes out to be a shtickle machleisim to the two taisim. This small tais is going lefi what? Lefi Rashi. You follow me on this? This small tais is going lefi Rashi. Yeah. But in terms of an aleph, though, it's going like the Rashba. That they're both chayv mitam shein. Okay. Now please get this. We always say you got to plug it back in. We always say you got to plug it back in. What do you mean you got to plug it back in? What does plug it back in mean? What was the lashon of Reb Elazar Reb Yossi? What was the lashon of Reb Elazar Reb Yossi? Ain dark alechol ela what? Ain dark alechol ela what? Lahalach. Let me ask you a question. At the stage of the Gemara when the Machlokes said it was on the drasha, how did that fit in? What was the drasha? What is the drasha? Mar summer beer bistach lo bishus amazik. How does that fit in with ain dark alechol ela halach? It's no relevance, no. All depends how you make a drasha. Is shein rishus rabin patur chayev done? Depends how you make the drasha. What does ain dark alecho ala halach mean? Doesn't fit in at all. Who asked this kasha? The shidim mikubetz shem rabbi Israeli, our rabbi Israel, and the marshon of the rabbis asked this kasha. How does it fit in the lashon? The reason is because there's no pterus shirabim. Nothing to do with ain dark alecho ala halach. It's a great kasha. Bishlam alafi the havim mean it. The machzeres ikabenayu. Then you understand. Remember, you read it very nicely, Yonason. There are three stages. Machzeres ikabenayu. It's one nafkeminit, right? Then the Gemara said, lo, it's talking about the machlekes on the drushes. And then what's the third one? The third one says, depends on the svar, yes? Remember, the third one was Ilfa Raboshia. How many stages were there in this machlekes brisa? Three. What's the first one? Machzeres ikabenayu, yes? Gemara, slug that up. What's the second one? Shemesh Shishra B'chayim Rapata. What's the third one? Raboshia Ilfa, that's what they're arguing about. Yes? So I'm saying, and the Havamina, I understood Ein Dark Alecho. The phrase fit well Machzeres, you know what I mean? Rabbi Yossi argues that not Derech Lechazer Lahalech. Therefore, you're Chayevis. But according to Rabbi Yossi Lamaisa, it's Mishalim what? Mishalim Mashem what? Mashem Enes. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's in Mishunet. Yeah? But according to the second stage, how do you fit in the Lashon? So I want you to get this. Says the Maradur Rabasu, the Marashoah. He says, even if the Derech Behemah to eat in the house, but not pursue Sarabim. It's a Derech to eat in the house. It's a Derech to eat in the house and not pursue Sarabim. It's a Derech to eat in the house. So since it's the Derech to eat in the house, it's a Derech to eat in the house and not pursue Sarabim. Nevertheless, Yechai pursue Sarabim. Even though it's not the Derech Lechol there, but to go there. That's what he wants to answer. You understand what I'm saying? Even though it's the Derech of the Behemah to eat in the house, not Brishus Rabin, but you're still Chai Brishus Rabin. Why are you chayav shramim? Even though it's not the derech to eat there, but it's the derech to go there. So if you eat there, what's the din? What's the din if you eat there? You're going to be what? You're going to be chayav halacha lemaisa. So that's the what? That's how it fits in. What's the svar of the riff in the rush? Why are shein and regal potter b'shisharabim? Why are shein and regal potter b'shisharabim according to the riff in the rush? Because it's the derech to what? It's the derech to eat there, to walk there and eat there. So you know what Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Elazar say? What do they say? It's a derech only to walk there. It's not the derech to walk and eat there. It's only the derech to walk there, not eat there. If you eat there, you're chayiv. If you eat there, you're chayiv. That's exactly the lashon. It's a derech for the baby to eat in the house, not b'shisha rabin. And therefore, you're chayiv b'shisha rabin, even though what it doesn't eat there. The derech is to walk there, mainly a chayiv. That's the pshat lamais you want to suggest in Marshom and Durabasar. What did Rabbi Yisrael answer? Not Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. Rabbi Yisrael, the Shidim Kabetz quotes. What did Rabbi Yisrael say? Rabbi Yossi was speaking with Divrei Meir Kamer. Meaning, according to you, Rabbi Meir, there's a Ptur Rishis Rabin of shame. That's only if it walks. If it damages while it walks, it's a derech to walk. But if it's mazik while eating, it's not the derech to eat. Because according to the Riff and the Rush, what is the Ptur Shem Rishis Rabin? The derech to what? Lahalik or derech lahalik lakol? That's the Nekudas HaMachleis Tanoim. Is it derech just to walk? Maybe that's the derech to walk. It's not the derech to walk and eat. Mail, if you eat your chayiv, that's how you plug it back into the vocabulary. That's how you plug it back into the vocabulary. Okay. Let's get this now. I want to close with this because the two little tights we got to finish up tomorrow. The two little ones for tomorrow. Then we got to go a little bit weiter. Listen to this stuff. I couldn't believe it. I still can't believe it. I still can't believe this Rambam. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch very rarely quotes Pesukim. Very rarely. We should know that. Did I bring in the Shulchan Aruch? Yes, I did, Baruch Hashem. Rambam, in Hilchos Niskei Mamon, please get this, Yenison. Perek Aval Chazayin. You still got energy on the computer, yeah? Perek Aval Chazayin. Listen to this. Rambam, Perek Aval Chazayin, and the Shulchan Aruch, Oshim Mizpah, Shimon Shimpei Tes Sif Yud. Please get it. What's the din, Tzvi? Listen. What's the din? If you come into my Rishus, and my behemoth damages you, what's the din? My chayav or potter. You bring your stuff in, you bring yourself in. My chayav or my potter, my behemoth hits him.
Your potter.
Potter. What's the svar? The Baal HaBayis could say, if you wouldn't have come into my rishus, nothing would have happened to you. And it's mefurish in the Torah, says the Rambam. V'shilich es b'yiro bir b'steyacher. Whoa. The Rambam quotes a pasuk. Where's the Rambam? Perek Avol Chazayin. Couldn't believe this Rambam. Rambam says, "Hare mafurish b'teire, shilich hasbir b'steache, mafurish b'teire." Rambam is amazing. Machaber speaks like this. Shin pei tesif yud. Couldn't believe it. Shin pei tesif yud quotes a pasuk very rarely. Hare mafurish b'teire, v'shilich hasbir b'bir b'steache. Quoting Pesukim. Now the Rambam quotes Pesukim something. But the Mechaber? I couldn't even believe this. I don't know how many places you could put in your fingers. I'm venturing to say the only time in all of Shulchan Aruch, I'm guessing, never guessed in Torah, the Ramah asks on him in Lomdis. Usually the Ramah is cholik in what? In Halachim. The Ramah says, why are you quoting a Pesuk? The Ramah asks this Kasha. Why do you need a Pesuk? What should you quote? It's a Svara. What do we learn from this pasuk normally? You guys tell me. What do we learn from Bir B'Steyacher, Natan? That Shein Rishis Harabim is what?
Putter.
Or if it's owned by both guys or putter, either Rishis Harabim or owned by both guys or putter. But what did the Rambam and the Mechaber use this pasuk to tell me? That if Tzvi comes in my Rishus, I'm putter based on that pasuk. Bir B'Steyacher. Bir B'Steyacher, Rishus HaMazik. Right? What are you talking about? It's a svara. Perecha b'shusi, my boy. Perecha b'shusi, my boy. What's your fruit doing in my domain? What's your ox doing in my domain? What are you doing in my domain? Why is the Rambam the Mechaber quote a pasuk? Lama li kra. It's like the Gemara's kasha. Hasvarihi. I can't believe this Ramah. I'm going to read it to you. Look at the Ramah. You ready? Hagah calls that lashon Rambam v'sarich iyun demikra zev v'shein v'regulis. It's like he has a kasha in Lomdis. Dichsiv lepatrim brishus harabim, lepatrim brishus shneim. Ava brishus hamazik potter afilu bekeren. Ain't inin mikrazet tam elav. And the potter mikoach, damle ilul on irastel chulei. Your potter best on a svore. Not a pasuk. Vada potter brishus hamazik, dav nishlo brishus. You give me every permission to come in. The Ramos Esekash in love this. Couldn't believe this. You don't need a pasuk. You know what the Vilna Gaon brings a makor? What's the makor to the Ramah? That the Ramah's Kasha and the Machaber. Our Gemara. He quotes our Gemara. The Gemara wiped away this whole second shot, right? You understand? Because it was this, what do you need a pasuk? It's this far. The Gaon's marker for the Ramah is our Gemara. So how do we answer the Machaber? Oh. So I want you to get this. Let's close with this. Two tirutz. Let's get it. The small answers. You know what the Ram's talking about? How do you know the chiyuv is b'shus ha-nizik? Lo b'shus shel shneim. So he says, chatzer ha-mazik is a svar, teir potter. You need the pasuk to exclude shneim. So the Ram really meant to say, how do you know the chiyuv is rak b'shus ha-nizik? That's what he meant to say. Okay, that's a real reading of the Rambam. That's a drastic way of reading the Rambam. The Rambam's case was talking about when you came into Mitzvi. You follow me? He says the Rambam, when he quotes the pasuk, is trying to tell me only Rishus HaNizik is Shein Chayiv. Mashma what? Mashma what? Rishus Shoshneim is what? Is Pater. Chatzar HaMazik is a Sfar. You don't even need a pasuk. The pasuk just needed to exclude the Shneim. Okay, that's a very, very ingenious way to read the Rambam. That's who? The small. What's the answer to the Taz? What's the answer to the Taz? You know what the answer to the Taz is? The answer to the Taz is Misvara Hayalana Lifto Rak Michiv Shane Varegel. From Svara you could get out of Shane Varegel. But from Karen, maybe I would think you're Chayev. Wow. That's why you need the Pusik. I the Pusik talking about Shane Varegel, but I learned a bit in Av. From Shane Varegel's Brishusarav and Ms. Potter. So therefore, Misvara, I would what? I would only Potter Shane Varegel. I need a Pusik to Potter me even Karen. I need a pasuk to pater even mechiv Karen. What do you mean I need a pasuk to pater me even Karen? What happens to me if you come into my rishus and I do Karen on you? I'm also pater. That's who you need a pasuk from. You need a pasuk also from what? The svara is enough for Shane and Rego. But I need a pasuk, Yonah's son, for what? Because you could still say, don't act like an animal. I'm goring it, you know? Who gives you the permission to gore? Gore? I mean, you gore? I mean, it's my domain, I'll do what I want. No, you don't act like an animal, even in your own domain. No pun on words, animal. You follow what I'm saying? So you're a putter, even though the putter's a Moshe and a regal, but the expansion was even the what to Karen. Now, I want to close with a story. I know we got Dab Mincha, but I just want to close with it. Notice where the Taz is. Now, I don't want you to spread this story, but I want you to know I'm conveying it to you. Because I don't like, see people are thinking, you see where it says Taz? It's on the bottom of the Chashmuta. You can leave it there. But I want you to know it. The Rav, Roshev that told us from the Rav, whenever there's Machlo Yishach and Taz, why do you hold like the Shach? Shach died when he was 40. He was a Goni, he knew Kol Torakul, Mamish. Because the Taz was a Tzaddik too, but the Taz was much older, and he did not allow the Shach Sefer to be published. For whatever reason, okay? That's why whenever there's Machlokes Shach and Taz in your Yordaya, we always hold like the Shach. Hashem gave the Siyata to Ishmael to the Shach because what the Taz did was not right. Even though he was younger, but he still should allow it to be published. And that's also why the Taz in Cheshen Mishpat is on the bottom. The Shach is on the side of the page of Shulchan Aruch. And in Ibn Ezra, the Taz is also on the bottom. That's what the Rav said over to everybody. But I don't like people quoting because people start misunderstanding. The Taz was a tzaddik, was a gom. But you have to see, no one's perfect. Hashem is only perfect. And that's why the Taz is on the bottom. But the Taz gives a very beautiful answer to answer up this kasha of the what on the Mechaber. They was talking about your putter even from Karen, Pershus HaMazik. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Let's stop Mincha, okay? I'm sorry we finished a little bit later. Let's stop Mincha. Let's stop for the